This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
I'm Melissa Block. And Iowa? That was so yesterday. With the caucuses behind them, the presidential candidates hit the campaign trail in New Hampshire today, slightly worn out voices and all.
In New Hampshire, if you give me the same chance that Iowa gave me last night, I truly believe I will be the president of the United States of America.
People are connecting, and it's not because I'm waving money at them. It's because I'm talking about how to make America better. I think, obviously, I don't change what I'm doing because it's working, and I just make sure I get it to more people.
I think that I have both the track record, the depth of support, and the understanding about how you put together those states that add up to the electoral majority that we need.
You're going to see change in Washington because America recognizes that we're not going to change the nation and have a bright future if we just send the same old people back to Washington in just different chairs. That's not going to work. We need new faces in Washington, and I intend to be one of them.
We have 4 days, 4 days in New Hampshire to decide what fighter we're going to send into that arena to be the next president of the United States.
Voters in New Hampshire often insist that they make up their own minds. They say they don't care about what happened 1,200 miles to the west. But as NPR's Robert Smith reports, last night's stunning caucus results in Iowa have gotten New Hampshire's attention.
If candidates get confused about which state they're waking up in, here's an easy guide. In Iowa, your breakfast is eggs and some part of a pig. Here in New Hampshire, it's
cranberry almond caramel pancakes.
These candidates are going to gain some weight here.
I think so, yeah.
Cindy Cobb is competing in the national pancake flip-off in Durham, New Hampshire. The candidates were all invited, but none so far have stopped by to show off their flip-flopping skills. That's okay. Cobb explains that here in New Hampshire, they like their pancakes fancy and their candidates plain.
Straight talkers need to tell it like it is. Don't try and mince words. Be straight.
Cobb is a John Edwards fan, but like everyone in the restaurant, she wants to talk about Hillary Clinton's third-place finish.
I was shocked. I expected her to finish first.
One of the surprises from last night's Iowa caucus was that actually more women ended up voting for Obama.
Younger women, yes. And older women tended to vote for Hillary Clinton, which I thought was really interesting.
Do you see any of that here in New Hampshire?
No, I still think she is a strong candidate.
The only Clinton supporter in the restaurant is perhaps surprisingly the youngest person here, 22-year-old Kayla McCarthy. She's having her pancakes with a side of sour grapes.
I don't even think caucuses are legitimate. I don't even think that we should be using that as a form of, especially for the first one. I don't think we should be looking at that at all. So I think it's just important to remind people that this is the first primary. This isn't caucuses. To me, I find they're a joke.
Just about every voter I spoke to had a variation on this same theme. We don't care, they say, what Iowa says. We make up our own minds. Fine. But when you probe a little, you find that the results of the Iowa caucus do cause some mental shifts. Mason Cobb is 57 years old and an independent. He was impressed by Barack Obama's victory speech last night, and the win has made him re-examine the senator's chances.
I will think of him more as a viable candidate now, because he can win. He can win, at least Iowa, he can win there. And I think he'll come in strong in here. I was really surprised that he did as well in Iowa because of the people that are there.
Although they may deny it, some New Hampshire voters have been keeping close tabs on the whole Iowa campaign. Michelle Kreutsch is attending the pancake contest from Rye, New Hampshire. She's a Republican and feels like Mitt Romney acted differently in Iowa than he does when he's in New Hampshire.
People don't like some of the comments that he's been making, a little bit, brushing off, just brushing off questions, not really answering them thoroughly. I mean, he just, he's the politician's politician, if you will, and I don't necessarily follow along with that.
She'll be voting for Rudy Giuliani. And yes, she knows he came in sixth place in Iowa, and no, she doesn't care. Coming in first place, by the way, in the bedandbreakfast.com pancake competition, is a long-shot dark horse entry.
A lemon blueberry ricotta cheese pancakes with a sweetened lemon sauce, and then we're going to be garnishing it with fresh strawberries.
Joanne Nichols of Rye, New Hampshire, denies that Iowa breakfast choices had any influence on her pancake.
Whatever I decide independent of anyone else's decision.
That's the New Hampshire spirit.
There you go. Absolutely.
Robert Smith, NPR News, Manchester, New Hampshire.